You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Median nationwide rent has gone up by $20 a week over the past 2 months, and Auckland Action Against Poverty are understandably concerned. So I spoke to Ricardo Menendez from the group about what life is like for renters and what needs to change. Median rental prices have gone up rapidly by $20 a week over the last 2 months. How does that affect families?
$20 a week is the difference between for families to be able to afford basic necessities such as food and petrol. And what it means for people on the benefit is having to go to work an income to seek hardship assistance at a time where a record number of people are already requiring assistance from work and income to meet those basic costs.
Do you think National and Labor are playing the blame game when it comes to high rents? What could the solution be?
Absolutely. I mean, both Labor and National have been complicit in creating a market where landlords can put up their rents for as much and as often as they want. The increases in rent have been happening with the previous Labor government. So this is just a continuation of an upward trend. And so what the Labor government should be doing is looking at introducing legislation to put a cap on the amount by which landlords can increase rent by, as well as putting rent control measures and building more state homes to ensure that people have access to permanent and healthy homes throughout New Zealand, not just, you know, for a few people that actually can afford it.
What does life look like for families who are spending 70% of their income on rent?
Well, they simply have to choose between paying their power bill and food, and those are the decisions and choices that people shouldn't be having to make. We know that international standards say that affordability should be spending no more than about 25% of your income into your rent. And so the fact that people in Auckland are spending up to 70% of their income just shows how far Auckland has gone down in terms of affordability, being one of the most expensive cities in the world to live in when it comes to housing.
I suppose some things I've seen mentioned, you know, people have said that the government introducing stricter standards on insulation and heating, that's what's driving up the rent. Is that an unrelated issue in your mind?
That is absolutely unrelated. I mean, the cost of maintaining properties should be passed on to the landlords, because at the moment, you know, homes that are rented out that are cold and damp, all that it does is that it creates really expensive power bills for the tenants. So it should be landlords footing the bill. But I mean, I do agree that without putting legislation to cap the amount by which rents can go by, landlords can easily punish tenants in order for them to meet the cost. And you know, these are landlords that are making a huge profit out of renting unhealthy homes. So, you know, it is a tenant's rights to be able to live in a warm, dry home.
And finally, is there anything else you would like to add?
Well, just that the onus is now on the incumbent government to make the decisions to, you know, put rent prices down. I think the blame game is simply a political scoring tactic that is not going to help tenants. And it just becomes the sort of alienating tactic for voters that tunes them out of politics.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.